more times every week. Put in the invitation to the end of this year, and the spouses would come to my home in Tina Kiria on Purim Day, a week from Sunday, Miz Hashem, between, let's say, 2:30 and 4. Okay, after Mincha, again, the clocks change next month to Shabbos, so you can't have Mincha till quarter to 4. But sometime between 2:30, before Yesuda, between 2:30 and 4, we have an open house in my home. And T-Nex, we're all invited to come anytime for Simchas Purim between 2:30 and 4. Dr. Berger, you're invited also. Dr. Berger, you're invited also. I invited the Tzibur to come to my house on Purim between 2:30 and 4. Post Mincha Pre-Sud in Phoenix.
So I have another connection to this.
Yes.
Someone
writes a book.
Showed my secretary.
Almost an idiot.
I do something idiotic,
which
happens.
Enough.
She's
a nice.
She claims to deny it.
It's got the
Jewish.
Very good. I think there's one for the Talmud also.
Yeah. It's up there.
It's up there. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, Bosa, I just want to finish up Simon Tzadi Tes. We didn't get to the last Sif Zion. And that was in the previous packet. It was Anaf Gimel, Bitul Bisur Muad. That Sif also revolves around another Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and Anaf Lamed Gimel, Amud Aleph, going over to Lamed Gimel on the Beis, that I printed in source 34 of the previous packet. I guess that was called Shir. Like Yud Gimel, I think. Yeah. So the Gemara there in Avodah Zarah says, Tana Rabbanan, Kankanim Shel Ovdei Chacham. You have jars, flasks, barrels, earthenware barrels, which belong to Goyim. Chadoshim Grudim, if they're new, and Grudim means they're smooth, so then means they weren't there Balei anything, then they're Mutter. Okay, Yishanim, if they're older, or Mezufafim. Mezufafim means it's like coated with material, it's a pitch or some other type of material that would coat the barrels with, and it could absorb stuff. So then asurin. Okay, that's case one. Two, I'm not going to the details. Rashi explains the gudim simply shalom in source two, source 35, shalom stafu me'olam, kari gudim. They were never pit, they were never stained or treated or overlaid or coated, whatever the word is. The case two is ovid kochavim nosen tochon yayin. If the guy put water, it says nosen, Rashi explains it means in the past. Right, Chomar, Nosan, he did it already. Okay, the Goy used this barrel to store wine. Wine of the Goy's wine. Yes, in this packet. Okay, it's 35, 34 and 35. So the Goy used it, so then for his wine, and now the Jew acquires this barrel, a crate that he wants to use, a barrel for his stuff. So, but the thing is that it had non-kosher wine in it, which was presumably the flavor of which was absorbed into the barrel. So it says, Yisrael Nosan Natochan Mayim. You can kasher it by putting in water. Again, only there's no blia or anything hot. It was just wine. You have to do what's called, Rashi explains, and those of all who learn Hilchos Halachos of Kasher, it's called miloy v'irui. You have a 72-hour time period. You let it soak in water for 24 hours, dump out that water, take new water for the next 24 hours, dump out that water, and then new water for another 72 hours in total. Rashi spells it out a little bit, okay? Limamask overcome no sin 35 komar no sin tochon kom yayin. If the guy put wine in it, so Yisrael no sin tochon shlosha yomim mayim umaarim meis leis. Okay, and then it becomes mutter. That's a way of kashering. Again, it doesn't apply to certain things. Apply to the glass. And those who in our practice generally, but don't kasher Ashkenazim anyway. Don't kasher glass or Pesach. But that's one way you could theoretically kasher glass. It's rather than kasher glass or Pesach, right? I don't know. Huh? I don't need to at all, right? I don't have to write correct. I don't have to, if I believe, right? The other extreme. There are three sheets. Either you can't, you can, or you don't have to. So, anyway, right. So, anyway, that, but there's milavir is a way to cash in this. Anyhow, but that's what's talking about here. Or, alternatively, back to the Mishnah, back to the Gemara, again, Laman Gimel in Avodah Zarah. Ovi kachav nosen tochan yayin, yisrael nosen tochan sir muria, so you know choshev. You can put brine or muria, is also some type of a sharp, a flavored liquid in it, and that is okay by itself. Don't do anything. Rashi explains it's mutter right away. Alpha pishal only little mime. Even don't do this with the water. Pishat sira muir sarfen as hayan anivla mechalo. So this stuff is so sharp it obliterates the flavor of the wine. Anyway, it's not a problem. Okay. Iboilu. Then the Gemara asked, is this true lechatchila b'dieved? It's only if you do this lechatchila, only if it did happen. Or it says, Toshma, the Tanner of Zvid Bar Oshi, Alokeh, Kankanot, Chom, Chadoshim, Nosin, Doin, Yayin, Shom, Nosin, Doin, Sir, Muris, Lechatchila. Even Lechatchila, it's okay. And that's it. Now, the point is, the implication of the Gemara is that when you do this Milu Be'ira trick, or you put other tzir or something else in there, you can then go ahead and drink that water. Let's say you did, so you put water in that barrel for 24 hours. Now you put new water in it for 24 hours. You can drink, you can consume that water that had been sitting there. It's okay to drink that water, or the tzir, the grape, the brine, or whatever. You can actually consume it afterwards. Okay, and the idea is that because whatever tom goes in is very, very little, and it's mevutal. Okay, there's bittul of that little tom flavor that comes out. Now, the Gemara asks on Amud Beis, a little further down on Gimel and Beis, 37, the Gemara says, does the same trick work by putting beer into the barrel of, into that barrel that the Goy used for wine? Rav Nachman, Rav Yehuda, Aser, Rav Ashari, Rav allowed it, okay? Rava allowed. Again, we're talking about storing beer in a an unkashered wine barrel that had belonged to a guy, right? You hadn't kashered. You can't even really do anything with it. It's all tangled up. Anyway, the best thing is to close the window. Okay. Anyway, so the Gemara talks about, again, we're using a wine barrel that was used for wine by a guy, and the Jew was putting beer in it. It was not kosher. So Rav Nachman of Yehuda said, "Is also Rav was not there." Ravina Charlotte of Chia Bereid Rav Yitzchak Lemirbe was Shichra. Ravina also allowed you to put beer in it. And then the Gemara tells a story. One time, Ozo Rama Bechamra. One time, by mistake, he put wine into it. By mistake, he put wine instead of beer. But Filo Hachilo Chashul Milsa didn't make Xera say now it's Ozo. But anything, Amar Akroy Balmo was a temporary mistake, and then we don't have to worry about it. Okay, good. So Rashi explains Lo Chashul Milsa Lemigzar Shichra Atu Chamra. Fine. So you're allowed to put this beer and so on and so forth, even though it absorbs flavor, it's mutlis. The question is, isn't this a problem of Eimalis L'chatchila? The Gemara said it's mutlis L'chatchila. The Gemara in the first part of the Amud, Lamed Gimel Beis, says it's mutlis L'chatchila. So isn't this a problem of Eimalis L'chatchila? Because there'll be some sort of flavor of wine in the water or in the beer, that gets absorbed now when you put your beer or water into that barrel. How can you drink it? Is it a problem of Eimalis L'chatchila? So there are two different directions in the Rishonim. It's Machlokas, and what they say L'halacha is not necessarily that each one would disagree with the other in terms of psak, okay? But in terms of learning that sugya, they have a different approach. The Ran, and the Yud Beis went out from the page of the Rif there, the Masa de Boyu, the Ran basically says that it's mutter because the person, two things. The person is not interested in the tam. Okay, you're not interested in that particular flavor. Okay, now you don't want, when you put the stuff in, you're storing beer. You're not interested that the beer should take on the flavor of the wine. In other words, it's when is Ein Batlis L'chatchila? Let's say I have, I don't know, there's two pieces of meat. I'm very hungry, so I want to eat three pieces of meat. One of the pieces of meat are non-kosher, so I'll mix them together. Now I can have three pieces of meat. I want the bittul. I want to eat. Again, assuming like the Rosh, one person can eat all three pieces, right? I go to the store, they have sandwiches available, so there are two kosher sandwiches on the left, and I want three sandwiches, so I'll buy two kosher sandwiches. I'll buy the other sandwich, put them in the same bag, and now they're mixed in. So now I'll eat them, right? That's Ein Batlis L'chatchila. That's the case, because I want the hanah from the non-kosher product. That's Ein Batlis L'chatchila. But here, when you have the wine, the barrel being absorbed into the water or into the beer, I'm not interested in the flavor. I don't care about the tom. I just want the water by itself. So that, the Ran says, I'm interested in the water as water. I'm not interested in it as wine flavor. And Adarabba, the Ran goes, in a certain sense, you could argue that the wine flavor is detrimental to the water, so it's nosen tom lefgam. So the Ran says, in effect, that if you have that combination, okay, that number one, you're not interested in this bittul. Okay, you're not interested in this bittul. Number two, there's a tam part, and then it's mutter. So that's the Ran explains why it's mutter in that sugya. So if you have those two combinations, those two ideas, then it's mutter. That's how the Ran learns the Gemara. Okay, and when you don't get direct hana from the bittul, so then it's then it's mutter. I mean, yeah.
Wouldn't it always end up being a tam part? I'm sorry, if it's a tom
hogum,
you're not interested. When would you have a situation that you'd be interested?
I'll tell you.
It's a tom hogum, but you want it.
Yeah, it's a good point. I would argue maybe there's pogum and there's pogum. In other words, does it really ruin it, or just, you know, it's you don't want it, but you're not unhappy. I don't know. I have to think about it. Let's say you have ingredients. Sometimes there's so many different ingredients, so it might be a tampon.
We would say it's a pogrom.
Yeah, I hear. Sometimes
you put it in with a tefillah, so then we would call it a pogrom.
Right.
Right.
Right. Okay, what was that?
If I remember correctly, the Ron like reads has two parts. First, it says it's pogrom. That's the thing. If you want to say it's not coming out, it's also. If you want to say.
Right, but in the end, I think it requires both, though. It requires both, I think. My understanding is it requires both. If you look at it, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. He does talk first about that. It's potent. It does say that first. It seems to me, I thought it requires both. Okay. It's a good question. The Rashba in the Torah of Bayis, again, it's a longer version, it's the Bayit al Chardal. The longer version is a whole page. It's a whole, the Lamed Vav Aleph, the Lamed Zayin Aleph. It's printed here in the Torah of Bayis. A Kotzer, it's Lamed Vav Beis. Basically, the Rashba is a different idea altogether. The Rashba says, the reason why it's mutter here is because the blia of the wine into that barrel, how did that come through? That came about through kovash, right? Now we, right, it was soaking and the wine was sitting in a barrel, so it was kovash. We happen to paskin, as we know already, with kovash kemavushal. But not everyone agree, that's how we paskin, it's true. But the Rashba says kovash is not kemavushal. Kovash is only in effect they klipa, it only impacts the surface. All right, so only a small amount of blia took place, and it was the wine was through this kvisha, it went into the surface. So there's always going to be shishim in whatever you put into that barrel now against whatever in other words, by definition, there's so little of the blia in the wood of the barrel. Now when I put water, it's going to be shishim anyway. It's automatic. Always going to be shishim. There's always going to be shishim. What's the svara, or at least one of the svaras behind, as we mentioned this, what's one of the svaras behind Ein Vat L'Sechatchila? Because, our kitchens are not science labs. You're not measuring exactly, and then we spoke to that, no? Right? You're not measuring exactly. So let's say it's not going to end up being 1 in 60. So therefore, we have a din, assuming that Ein Vat L'Sechatchila Darpana, we know that was part of that Machlokes. Well, assuming Ein Vat L'Sechatchila Darpana, which the Rashba is Rishon held that way. So the problem is we're concerned that you may not always have shishim. But if you have a situation where you by definition always have shishim, we saw this, you're always going to have shishim. So then it's not a problem. Here, the Rashba says in this case with the water in the barrel, you're always going to have shishim. There's no problem anymore. Because by definition it's going to be shishim because there's so little blia. The blia only goes into the surface of the barrel. If we paskin kavash kavushos, it goes into the hole. Then already you don't always have shishim. But if it's such a small amount, okay. So that's the whole concern is you won't do it properly. So we always have it. Then there's no problem anymore. It's a katchila, okay. And that's you look in the Torah Sabai Sakotzer. He wrote it for us. We want to say a minute or two. 41. Isser muad. Shenivla b'kli in darkos of the kli so ishtamish bo heter muad. B'chtei shenos in muad zetam b'heter k'tkeru b'chobis k'yotzu b'hari. Isser mutu ishtam kol k'tkhil abap b'shu b'nyom. So if you say e efshar lovo li day no sin tam. It'll never give a flavor. It's always going to be the flavor that was absorbed. The wine flavor is never going to impact the water. It's never going to produce enough tam by definition. So based upon this, okay, the Rashba says, and it doesn't, but that's true with a kli which ordinarily you put a lot of stuff into, like a barrel. But if it's a small kli and you only put a little bit in to begin with, then Taka can't do this trick. So based on this, the Rashba's shita here is in the Taurus Abayas and in 42, the Rivash, the chosen Rivash Shin Mem Test, which we saw once before also, okay, it basically says the same thing. And that is when you have a kli, Shadarko Lishtamesh B'Shefa, it's a kli that's always used. Let's say you go, you have a caterer, you ever go into a kitchen, with the bar mitzvah, whatever that is, there's enormous pots, soup, there's huge pots. You only use it, for big, industrial cookware. Okay, you have these big pots. It's never, those pots that the caterers have, okay, you never use that big soup pot to cook, reheat a little bit of, noodles or something like that. It's always used for that amount. So in such a situation, you only use it for a significant amount. You don't have to cash that pot because it's used for the shefa all the time. So the Rashba's point is, and based on this, that's what the Gemara here is. These barrels will never come. Well, that's how he learns the Gemara. So halacha l'maisa, again, they're saying different things in the sugya. But there are a number of ways that, that point to a number of kulas. Okay, the Ran says that if you're not interested in, I think he meant you need both, I'll have to double check that. Okay, that you need both, that it's pogam and you're not interested in the Tom. And our boss says, we're talking about if you have a kli that's always used to large things, then you don't have to worry in those cases about aim about an isla chatchila. The tour in Yoradeus in Kufchav Bey Sif Hay in 43 kind of has, in a certain sense, a little bit like a middle shita. Because he says the Rashbo is right if you have, maybe this is why I confused the Rashbo. The Torah says you need both. You need the Rashbo's reason, the Rashbo's idea of Shefa, that it's a kli shedarko l'shtamish b'shefa. It's a kli that's usually used for large things, so it's always going to be shishin. And I think Andy says you need pogrom. He definitely says you need both. We'll have to reread the Ran. But he definitely says you need both. And he's explaining in Simkuf Chav Beis about Kashrim Kalim. Okay, when you kasher kalim, isn't by definition our call is kalim? We do it through hot water. Isn't that by definition getting rid of the iser? So number one, you're not into. I mean, you have all these kalim work in this case. Number one, people use big pots. A lot of times they use very big pots, but there's always going to be shishim in the pot against the whatever fork, whatever you're putting in. Okay, whatever you're trying to kasher. And number two, we always wait 24 hours, so whatever time is pot is pegam. That's how we do in terms of our call is kalim. Usually, where they give out. Coming up in a few weeks, the shuls will have kasher and kalim for Pesach. So usually, and I don't do it in my shul, but with those rabbis who are doing the shul, I think they send out. They say you should not whatever things you're planning for kasher through Hagolas kalim, you should not use for 24 hours. And they also use these big pots where there's a lot more than shishim by definition. So that's what the Torah says. All right, so Beis Yosef summarizes okay. There's a long tie that ends. Oh, let's just read what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Might as well, just to see this, because it really brings the Rashbo. Im nivla iser muat l'toch l'vet siv zayinus in Sadi Tez. We'll finish up. Im nivla iser muat l'toch kli bosa. Okay. Im darko shall also kli lishtamash bo b'shefa at their mutter lishtamash bo chatchila. Kevin shall iser muat v'yef shall level a day nisin his tam. Right. That's the Rashbo. Ulaficha. Iser mashu shenivla b'kedera ol b'sof kankanin ukeyutzman mutol ishtamish bo lechatchila b'afil b'ben yomo b'vishi e'ef shalavo l'day nesinas tam. So he accepts the Rashbo without the addendum of the tour. Okay, aval he says at the end in nivla b'klisha darkel shalosh itim b'davar muad. If it's a pot you sometimes do use for only a little bit. Kikaro, kiyotzeba, some kind of a bowl or a plate. Then also ishtamish avil b'shefa, gzeirah shemishtamish b'avidavar muad b'yavol adinis in his time. Then you can't put even a lot of stuff in that because maybe since you don't always use that pot, you have gzeirah the next time you won't do it. So that's what the din is in the shulchara. Okay. There's a long taz. It's a cotton tesvav. He quotes in the Taz that not only does the Rashbo says that he quotes Chachmei Tzarfasim, who also agree that the Kibbush is not, it's only have to be cold. He has another Eitzah. You want to use the barrel, he's talking about that sukkah, just scrape, do a clip on the barrel, just scrape out the inside of the barrel. Barrel is thick wood, so scrape out the inside if you can, because he quotes that from the Chachmei. But at the end of the day, the Taz does not accept the Rashbo. Okay, the Taz, the Mechaber does, we just read it. The Taz, that long Taz, Sif Tazwa, follows the Ram. And he thinks that just using a big pot is not would not be enough. Okay, and the truth of the matter is, part of the Nafkamin is all this thing is, as I said before, is for Agolas Kalim. Okay, for Agolas Kalim. And, but I just want to point out that in terms of Halacha, in different applications, the Rashbo and the Ram could both be right. In other words, you could have a cool. This one, in other words, their machlokas was in learning the sugya over there in Avodah Zarah. But theoretically, they could both be right. And these issues come up. For example, there's an earlier siman. We may as well look at it. I didn't put it on the sheet, but I'll read. If you have it in the Shulchan Aruch, take a look at siman Pei Dalet. Take a look back. I'll finish this up. Siman Pei Dalet is it's the laws of Toloim. Siman Pei Dalet in Siv Yud Dalet. Okay, there's a case like this, and I think in the Issa Be'etter, Orphos Chaim, take a look at some. Yud Gimel says, Devash, Shenoflu Bo Nemolim. Okay, you have honey. Sometimes comes up now also. You have honey, so ants are attracted to honey. Okay, so the ants sometimes go in, and now you have ants sort of in your honey. It's not that appetizing. So the Mechaber gives advice. Dvash, shenafu bo nemolin, yichamemenu, so heat it up, ad she nitach, so the honey melts a little bit, and then you strain it and you get rid of the ants. Okay, good? So if you're dalid, chitin mitulon, if you have kernels of wheat which have bugs and insects, muto letachnon, you can grind them up, ushirakata kemachlora, but during the, we mentioned this once before also, we saw this before. So here, there, in that siman, the Kedush week of Eger says, you know, this is based on the why isn't the same ma'alas of Hatchila? Why isn't the same ma'alas of Hatchila? Again, because like the Ran, this is like the Ran that you're not interested in the you're not interested in, you're heating up. This honey, so it's going to be about, you know, the ants or whatever, parts of the insect. That's not your interest. Your interest is getting rid of the ants altogether. Okay, not being mevatel the pieces of something. But it's sort of like that run, right? In other words, let's say forget the ants case, but the case of the chitin, the case that we put the wheat, the kernels of the wheat into the grinder. Remember, we said the other day the insects will run away. Right, the worms will run away when they hear the noise and so on. They have, instinctively, they'll, there's a way for them to get out. Remember, so they'll go away. But now you'll have much more wheat than you'll have. But isn't this ein malas hatchila? No, because you're not. You're interested in grinding up the wheat. This is a side benefit, so to speak. So, in any event, that's what that's sort of like the run is what I'm saying. Akiva Eger rejects or questions it because, you know, again, you do want that to happen. Okay, you want to be able to eat it. So he's not sure if that would work over there. But my point is that over there, the psak of the Shulchan Aruch is based on the Ran. Okay, that's what I'm trying to point out. Okay, and here he passes by us like the Rashba. So that's what I'm just trying to point out. There's not automatically a steer. Okay, this issue based on the Ran, that if you, nobody raises a steer because nobody raises a steer that here in Siman Tzadik Tes. Passing the place in Rashba, and there in Siman the Peidali passing the Rock. It's not a steer. They both could be right. The other thing I want to mention, just in terms of Halacha Lamais, is sometimes you have things where you can be makel because it's no Saint Tom of Gam, and you're not missing Mivatla anything. That's the issue with detergents. Let's say you have detergents that have non kosher ingredients. Okay, you're gonna put it in. You have to have an old question. You have to have an OU on your, you know, liquid detergent, dishwashing detergent, and so on and so forth. Or sometimes people tell me they have. I've had this before. They have when you bake, sometimes you put like this paper so it doesn't stick. Has a name. Parchment paper, right? What? Yeah. Parchment sheet? Parchment paper, yeah. So these kind of, now sometimes they can be treated, now you can get everything with Hesher anyways. The Hemisher companies can make all the stuff with all the Hesher. But I'm saying, strictly speaking, right, can you use that? Well, the answer based on this, I don't know, possibly, the answer should be mutter. Because again, no, but you're not interested. Now you're interested that the bread shouldn't stick. You're not interested in the, and it's probably a tam pogam also. So there'll be an example. I didn't address your issue. Maybe not a noticeable tam pogam. You know. So anyway, that's enough for some insanity tests. Let's move on now to your question. I'm sorry.
Can we do matzah based on the Rashba that as long as there's shishim, then you can be matzah
hatchila automatically? Well, as long as you always know, yeah, that's what it looks like. You have to know.
Is that only by being marbe, or even?
Or even to create it, probably only being marbe, based on a chilek that was a list. I don't think so. Yeah. Okay, let's move on to Simon Kuf, which is entitled. Okay, let's move on to Simon Kuf, which is entitled to the cover, entitled Beria Afilu Be'elef Lo Batel. Okay, Beria Afilu Be'elef Lo Batel. Beria, probably more correctly pronounced Birya, I think, and those are Baladictor. I think it's a chirik under the bays, no? But the yeshivas is a Beria, yeah.
I just think,
it's a combination of Pegima and that you're not interested in the beetle. That's what it's both. That's what the Ran seems to say about us. But they don't know what to do. You have to have two things.
So when I'm about to list, I don't want the
meat. No, but you want the beetle. You want to be able to eat this food here, like I mean, in the parchment, right? It shouldn't stick. Or there, I just want to have water in the barrel. I'm not interested in the flavor, right? Okay. So Beria, we'll call Beria, I feel about low butter. So before we do anything else, you got the sheets, your dollar, right? I'm checking on this. Okay. So the first thing to do is define Beria. Before you do anything, you can read it, to define what is a Beria. A Beria means a single unit of creation, okay? I think it's a good definition. So there are, as you saw on the sheets you got to go through, a number of different sugyas where Beria is relevant. The first one I dealt with, because it's a Mishnah, is a Mishnah in Makos Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah there is talking about Tevel. Tevel, as you know, is produce from which Tumas and Maisa have not been taken. So Tevel is also to eat. So the Mishnah asks, Makos Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Kama Yochum and Tevel V'Yechayim. How much Tevel? The Tevel is an Issa Deraisa. Tevel is an Issa Deraisa. But now I eat produce from which Tumas and Maisa have not been taken. Certainly which Tumas have been taken. They took truma, didn't take maaser, so we'll emphasize truma. But anyway, how much of the tevel do you have to eat in order to be chayav? Rav Shimon Omer Kol Shehu. No matter how, no minimum shiur, even a tiny amount. But chum Omer Kazayas. The chum said always has to be a kazayas. Omer Lahem Rav Shimon, iatem modim li ba'ochel nemola kol shehu shehu chayav. Rav Shimon assumed that the chachamim's objection to his view. And they're insisting that's because eyes. It's because in general, because eyes is always the minimum shear, right? So why should this be any different? There's no, they're never over out of deraisa, chi of deraisa, chi of amalpus, for less than a kazayas. Are you? So Shimon says, wait a minute, yes, you are. If you eat a namola, if you eat a whole ant, which is less than a kazayas, you are a kosher, you are a chayiv. So Rabbi Shimon says, so too over here, I say you're chayiv too. Don't act like it's such a strange phenomenon. It's true by here too, don't you admit? They said, Amrullah, no, Mipneishu Kibriyasa. No, an ant is different because it's a barrier. So this is the way it's created. This is the way it is. This is as big as it gets. Okay, this is what it is. So therefore, even if you eat an amount which adds up to less than a kazayas, but you ate the entire item, you ate the whole barrier, that's why that's also, that's different. So Shimon answered, well, I'm Avcheta, Achas Kibriyasa. Same thing with a kernel of wheat. A kernel of wheat is also Kibriyasa. So eat just a kernel, that's enough. It's a tiny piece. But that's how it grows. That's exactly what it is. That was his answer. Okay, Rashi explains what's the issur by namola, the sheretz. Okay, so one example of a barrier is a namola. Okay, an ant, a creature like that. Okay, a small creature. Now that was the Mishnah in Gimel Amud Aleph. On Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara continued the discussion between, in other words, in the Mishnah, Shimon got the last word. Right, he said, "Oh, chita is also a barrier." So in the Gemara, they fill in that the conversation continued. Source 3, Rabbanan. Bria's neshama chashuva, chita lo chashuva. Rabbanan got the last word. Rabbanan answered back, one second. There's a difference in a namala and a chita. A namala has a neshama, right? I mean, you know, it's a living creature. And the chita is not. The namala is alive. And there's a difference from the alive. In other words, the chacham hold, and here's rule number one to define a barrier. A barrier is a unit of creation that is or was alive. Okay, it has the breath of life. It has the breath of life in it. Okay, nefesh chaya, as opposed to lafuke chita, which is not alive. Okay, it's in a category of domain, right? But it's not alive. Okay, well, not domain, it's sameach. Right, it grows. It's sameach. Right, there's domain, sameach, chay, and medaber. Part of the four categories. Human beings supposedly being the highest, right? So then medaber. And then after you have animals which are living, and you have the sameach, which grows, but it's not alive. And then you have domain like rocks and. But anyway, so but the rule number one that emerges from the sugya Makos is two things. First of all, the mola is an example of a barrier, and number two, a barrier is a unit that is living or was living, had life in it, as opposed to a chita. Good. Now we turn to our sugya in Chulin. Okay, Tzadi test on Beis. I forgot to do it tomorrow. Sorry, Chulin. So we look now in Chulin. Source 4 is Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. Go over to Kuf Beis Amud Beis. The sugya there. The bottom of Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. Yep. Gemara says the following. Toshma. Really, the sugya starts Kuf Beis Amud Beis. Toshma is in the previous page. Toshma, the Omar Rav, Ochal Tzipor Tahora B'chayel. A person ate a live bird. Okay, so then you took a bite out. That's Bekolshu. So the Isser is Bekolshu. Bechayah, Bekolshu. Rashi explains that's Eivim Achai. Okay? So Mishum Eivim Achai. Alma lo b'inan be'kezayis. Incidentally, says Rashi, we see from here that Avram and Achai seems to be another thing which is like a berry, because you don't need a kezayis, even if it wasn't a kezayis. So Rashi implies, although he doesn't say it specifically, but the Rashi implies that Avram and Achai is going to be the same category as a berry, you know, you can get away with less than a kezayis. But Misasa, after the animal died, after the bird rather died, then it's a kezayis, because then it's a regular nevela. Nivlos oftar, right, it's a nevela. Rashi says, "But he saw some kazayis. The benevela chilek simuchal achilek kazayis. Bar Eben Achai, the Rabbi Yekrov a kapper Eben Lachude. Fine, Eben Achai is an exception. Again, he falls short of saying Eben Achai is a barrier, but Eben Achai is different. But other, you ate this sipor when it was dead. I mean, it wasn't shechted. You just, you know, dead. So then you're only over if you eat a kazayis, because it's a regular case of nevela. However, that's by ochal sipor tahora. So then bechayev bechol shum misas bekazayis. A tamea, but a non-kosher bird." Okay, whether it's alive or dead, it's always going to be a requirement of also even the kosher. Why? Says Rashi, chayav de beriyei. Okay, velo tzricha shir. Ketanan be'elein alokin refers to that gemara in Makkos. Ochel mal kosher shu chayav mishum shi kibriyasa. Alma beriyei asur b'kosher. Havalav de nevela leka lechiv mishum beriyei. And so on. So Rashi tells us now it emerges this is something else. Okay? So first of all, an oaf tome is another example of a beria. Okay, an oaf tome is another example of a beria. So how come oaf tar is not an example of a beria? Well, the birds are different, but it should be a beria. So Rashi says, no, because the difference is that the a beria is something which was asur, in the language of the poskim, Rashi alludes to it, asur mitchilas briyasa. It was never mutter. An ov tamei from the day it was born. An ov tar wasn't asur, it could be shechted later on, you could eat it for supper. Okay, so it's not asur mitchilas briyasa. That's the difference between an ov tamei and an ov tar. In other words, a tzipor, a nevela is regular kezayis, a tmeira is asur b'kolshu because of beria. So now, and again, apparently, Eben Achai. So two things emerge from this sugya. Number one, Ov Tamei is an example of a beria, and that's our second example after Namala, and looks like Eben Achai is also. So three examples so far. And rule number two emerges from Rashi is that a beria is something which is also mitzchilas briyasa. So now we have two rules. The sugya in Makkos has to be a neshama, a living creature. And number two, it has to be also mitzchilas briyasa. Okay, good. That's that sugya. Now, we turn back to Tzadi Vav Amud Beis. The reason I presented the sugyas in this order, by the way, if you didn't pick it up, is that's the order that the Shulchan lists the different creatures. So just follow the Mechaber's path. Anyway, so that's why it's out of order in terms of the Gemara. So we got to ask him why he did it in that order, but in case you're asking me, I'm following him. Okay, Tzadi Vav Amud Beis. So there we have discussions about Gid HaNosha. Right? Gid HaNosha. So we know from the Mishnah, the earlier Mishnah we've seen so many times, right, that the Mishnah is on the way at Tzadi Vav, right? So the Mishnah on Tzadi Vav and based, the Mishnah had said that Gid HaNosha, Shnizbashim, Mekim HaGidin, Bizman Shemakiru, Benosin Tamim, Lav, Kulon Asurin, right? So if you makir, you take it out, and so on. If not, they're all Asur, because any one of them might be the Gid HaNosha. We've seen this many times. So the Gemara says on Tzadi, Tzadi Tes on the base, elaborate on that Mishnah, okay? Yeah, that was the Rashi. Rashi and the Mishnah is in love, cool, and soon. The Bechol Echad Yesh Lomar Zuhi, because every one of them could be the Gid. You can't recognize it, right? Anyway, but the it's also. So the Gemara on the bottom of Tzadi Tes on the base asks the following Kasha. What do you mean? Last line of Tzadi Tes on the base. Gid HaNosha Nishiz Basho. Asked the Gemara of the Libatel Beliftel Beruba. What do you mean? Let's say Bittel Berov. You have all these Gidim. Why is Kulan Asur? The Mishnah said they're all Asur. Why are they all Asur? If you can't recognize why they're all Asur, again, I stress, the Mishnah said that if Zmanshim, Akiris, Osintam, Imlav, Kulan Asur, and Rashi and the Mishnah said they're all Asur, because anyone, what do you mean they're all Asur? You have all these Gidim in a pot, so which it's Bittel Berov. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Rashi says, Beliftel Beruba, Ki Ein Makiro. In this case, we can't tell which it is. Right, so why don't we say Bittel Berov? Answers the Gemara, top of Kufman Aleph, Beria Shiny, period. Okay, it's a different than Beria. So now we have a fourth example of Beria. Fourth example. We had Nemola, we had Of Tomei, we had Abraham Achayel, Yisrael Ratzim, and we have now Giran Osher. The Gemara specifically says Giran Osher is Tomei. Okay? I'm sorry, it's not bottle of rov. Okay, that's Giran Osher. Tosus explained, I just threw it in, Tosus on top of Kuf Manalim, Damascus, very shiny, says, Afilu be'elef lo bottle. Right, hold that thought. Afilu be'elef lo bottle. It's not bottle at all, ever. And he said, it's like Chaticho Eskabe. I think we saw that Tosus once before. It's like Chaticho Eskabe, and but something which is neither Beria nor Chaticho Eskabe, then it's bottle of rov, and so on. But that's Beria over there. So the Rush here in Chulin, I had it in three different places in the Mamakomish packet, but really, Lamaisa, to do Chazor and this whole thing, should read through the whole Rush in Perek Zion, Simon Lamed Gimel. Perek Zion, Simon Lamed Gimel. In this Perek. And the Rush is very clear. It's not that long, but it's not that short either. So he writes sort of in the middle, he says, Behod the Gid Mikri Beria. Okay, and by the way, Bechain Aver Menachai. So he also says explicitly, Rashi said less explicitly, we saw the Rashi before. The Rosh here, Parak Zion, Simon Lama Gimel, says explicitly that Aver Menachai is a Beria. Behod the Gid Mikri Beria, Bechain Aver Menachai. Okay, same thing with Dag Tomeg Oftome, Avalo Oftar. Oftar Maze, Amal Kaman, the first of the Gemara later, we saw it already. He says, explains, quotes Rashi, because of the difference. Lo mikra beri, those things are lo mikra beri, like a nevela, the lo haisa nevela kishinotzra. It was not a nevela, it was born. Avagid, vof tomei, even a chai, chal isura nisha'a shinotzra. Okay? Their isur became chal the moment they were created, right? Even a chai, and non kosher species of bird, and gid. Okay? And then he asks a question about chaylev. What about chaylev? The kashiv, are chaylev and mechasis akarev, chaylev akloyos, other things that are also right off the bat, and he says a different rule. The Rosh comes up with another definition of beria. So far we had two things. We had to be living, and it had to be osa metchilas briyasa. What about, let's say, he says chaylev, and he mentions also, he lumps in arla, and kilakarev, and these things. Okay, they're also osa in the moment they, and we say they are bato. Right? Like the bottle more than 60, but they are bottle. So he says, V'yei Shlomar, another important distinction. It's by the O's pay in the Madara Yantar. So V'yei Shlomar, the chol dover shim ye cholik ein shmo olav nikra beria. A beria has to be something that its title, its name, is only when it's still whole, when it still exists as an entire entity. A beria is only when the item's name remains its name, only while it's whole. But if it retains its name even after it's cut up, that's not called a beria anymore. Because a beria means that's what this is. If you cut it up and it still has that name, then that means it doesn't qualify as a beria. So says the Rosh. Okay? Again, Shem Yicholek Ein Shmo Olav. Then it's Nikra Beria. Beria. The Of Tomei Sholem Nikra Of Ukashe Ein Sholem Ein Karnos Of Ela Chatichas Of. A bird, when it's alive, is called a bird. But when it's dead and you cut it up, that's like, you pass the bird and you pass a piece, right? We do say pass the chicken, that's the truth. But the Rosh says, really, it's called a slice of bird, a slice of chicken, right? So he says, therefore, Of Tomei, that's why it's a berry, because it only has its name, and it's very problematical, but the Rosh says it, the Rosh, the Holy Rishonah, obviously. So he says, he's going to say, Chelev is not a berry, okay? No, for that reason, because now it's going to be a piece of chelim. Gin hanoshe, okay, when it's cut up, is now called a chaticha. But a nevela is always called a nevela. I'm not sure why that's true. Isn't it a piece of nevela? I don't fully understand. But that's what the Rosh says. Yei shloma the choldova shmicholek ain shom nikro beri, the ov tomei shom nikro ov, shain shom ain kors on ov, ela chatichas ov tomei. V'chein gid nikro chatichas gid. V'chein eben achai. Aval nevela afilu chatucha mikra nevela. The whole dover shenisnabel kar nevela, but eino shein etzem. That's not its name. It's a different descriptive term. V'chein shara nisko lo mikra beria. Okay, that's for different ones. Of mitchiz b'yosim. In any event, so that's another. So now we have a third criterion introduced to us by the Rosh, that a beria is only something which is. Its name is only its name while it's whole and not when it's cut up. So that's rule number three. Just to digress, you saw the Rush explicitly mention that Abram and Achai is a barrier. It says more than once in this piece that we just read. I referred to Tosus and Zvachim in the notes, Ayin Beis and Aleph. Again, he goes through some of the rules of defining barrier, but at the beginning he says, Afagav Abram and Achai Choshim barrier. So he also says specifically, the Tosus and Zvachim also says specifically that barrier, that Abram and Achai is a barrier. And Tosus in Makos, and Daf Yud Zayin and Aleph, Dimas and Drabbonon. That's a short one, so let's read it to 13. Tosus in Makos, Yud Zayin and Aleph, Dimas and Drabbonon. Rabbonon, Briyas Neshama, Chashuva Chita Lo Chashuva. Tema, what do you mean it has to have a Neshama? That's the Gemara there made the distinction between an ant and a kernel of wheat. So it says, Tema, the Parakid on Noshe, which we now have seen. I mean, a shiny Gid, the Berio, the Lo Bata. What do you mean a Gid isn't alive? Okay, Gid is not like an ant. Gid is not a living creature. Yeshlomar, the Hachi Kamar, shiny Gid, the barrier who came into Asya Mibiris and Shama Shafi Mibiris. It itself is not a barrier, but it comes from a living creature. It comes from, in other words, the Gid is part of the, by itself, a Gid is not a living creature. It's true. But it comes from a living creature. Okay? But then Tosa says that that doesn't work. Well, lo nira, because the veil also comes from a living creature. Right? I mean, Tosa, the lo nira. The Han Nevela, the Kosa Mibiris and Shama, the law of a barrier. Okay? Therefore, he comes up with the same sort of distinction. That he kind of rejects that other distinction. It has to be living. Okay, he doesn't like that. He produces the Rosh's approach as an alternative, not an additional criterion. The chol she'ove shmo kishenechta chavi barrier. Whatever loses its identity when it's cut up, that's called a barrier. Okay, so nevela lifamim afshenechta chakaris on nevela. Hashem okayin the other things. All right. Then Tosus, in other words, Tosus basically wants to say that living right now is not a factor. Okay, living right now is not a factor. He brings a raya from Gid Anosho, Chelav too, the same raya. Okay, what is a barrier? Those things which are a barrier. Gid Anosho is a barrier, even though it's not a lie. Okay, the veil is must be a different rule, and that's why they brought up this idea of changing its name once it's cut off. But the end, Tosus says, that even though it looks like when the Gemara, didn't the Gemara say, I mean, I understand, you know, how can you say that's not a criteria? The Gemara said, Amrulo, Mipnei Shekibriya, I'm sorry, the one in Zion, Brias Neshama Chashuva, the Gemara mentioned that living is a criteria. So how can Tosa say it's not? So Tosa says that no, that was just the Harabanan talking, a Libid of Shimon. It was what he called the Talmid of Shimon. You know, they were just explaining Lididov, you should at least be molded in this case. And that's how he says. It's also long toast and full of Tzadi Bob and Aldo's, but Mike Thomas says more or less the same thing. Okay. Anyway, so now we have, let's go over it again. So we have what? Three, we said, according to some, barrier is, has to be something that's alive. It's a simple reading of the Gemara, not the way Tosus reads it. Something which is awesome, it's Chilios Brioso. Has to be something that loses its name. It's only called what it's called when it's still in peace, which the Rosh says, and Tosus says, is in place of one of the other reasons, but not in addition to. Okay? And we've had so far, what, four creatures. Namala, of Tomei, Eben Achai, and Gid Anosho. Now, there is another Gemara, Makas Tazayin of Beis, 15, which talks of the following. Amar Rava, Bar Rav Huna. You know why you have a lot of these interesting cases in Makas, those inside Makas, because it's talking about Makas. You have all these different lavin that talked about throughout the Sefer Makas. Anyway, so Amar Rava, Bar Rav Huna. Resake, Tisha and the Molan. Appetizing recipe, yeah.
So, first order, including, if either it contains the name only of its
local cut-up,
that can be criteria, or these other two criteria?
No, I don't think, I think it needs, it has to be awesome, okay? But it does not have to be, you know, categorized live. I think that's total.
So, that would have to be criteria number two?
And three so far. Right now, so far, right? Right, that's what I think. So, yes, yeah.
I maybe I don't understand what he said, but something needs to be
usher
always.
I think everyone agrees. Even Tosu has to be
usher. The line was right to be
buried. I think so. Tosu be usher.
We just have another call as Machlokes guess whether Abram and Achai applies to Lavan or like if.
Yeah, this is going according to that sheet. Yeah, going to there is.
Yeah.
Again. So I don't want to go into it since again that's there's a notice that the Gemara never specifically said in Achai is a barrier. Okay, but the Rosh, Rashi's alluded to it. I'm not so convinced. That's why when I presented it, I didn't say that Rashi said it. It looks like Rashi loves Eben HaChayim, but he only may be lumping it in so far that it's Asur Kolshu, not necessarily that it's a barrier. So from Rashi, that Rashi proof based on base, I'm not convinced that it's absolutely right. But Tos is in the Rush. I mean, I don't remember how the Shitas line up there in Beitzim. The Tos in the Rush clearly say Eben HaChayim is barrier. So I think they'll disagree with it. Good luck, it could be a Shita, maybe they don't require it to be us. I don't know. I thought from here, but you have to see how the sheet is lined up here. Okay? Now, so the Gemara Makkah now brings something else. Here's an appetizing recipe. Take 9 ants, chop them up, okay, and mix them with another ant, which is whole. Okay? It says resake. It sounds like it did it by accident. I don't think the person was doing it perfectly. Anyway, resake. Somebody chopped up, or he had this delicious tapshul, and he had 9 chopped up ants and one whole ant that made it a kezias. So you get 6 malchus. That's that famous sugya malchus tezah, where a guy can violate, take one bite of one thing, and he gets 6 different malchus. Why? Because the type of sheretz, it jumps, and it flies, and it sings, does all these different things. Each one is a different isser. Right? It doesn't sing, but you have to look there, and it does all kind. It sheretz a oaf, and it sheretz a mayim, and it does all these different things. So you can violate so many surim. I remember when Meshach once told us that I was once at a chasana with other Rosh Hashiva and YU a long time ago. So there's certain people, other rabbis at the table, so certain people don't want to eat the meat, they don't trust any hashgachos and so on and so forth, so they come around, the ladies come around, and they'll say, I'll take the fish, I'll take the fish instead of the meat. So supposedly, the Rosh Hashiva, I think it was Rabbi Tendler, was at the table, and he said to me, if you don't eat meat, you can violate 6 different laws. Here, you can eat a piece of meat, so let's say it's a problem, only 1 lot. But you get the wrong other type of food, you can violate 6 different things. It's safer to eat the chicken. Anyway, so, but what's the point here for us? It says, lo kevav hei mishum beria, okay, vecha mishum kezayis nevela. What comes out is from that sugya, that the chopped up ants are not called beria. That's the point. I don't care right now about the 5 or 6 different malchus, okay? But you can get malchus on the one whole one that you put in. That you can have many different malchus because it's a barrier. But the other one's just a regular kezias. But more important for us right now is the chopped up ones do not count as barrier, okay? Look at Rashi 16, resake mi'ech v'kiseis. And they mashed it up. That was a psukim in the Torah, right? By the physical psukim for kind of ma'och v'kasus. No, remember parts of that one, right? Ma'och v'kasus. So it means it's chopped up. Mi'ef v'kisa, says Rashi, bitlon mitaras beria. You have now removed it. So now we have a possible 4th criterion for beria, and that is that you're eating it whole. It's not been chopped up. It's only going to have the chumra beria if it exists whole, not chopped up. Otherwise, Rashi says, mi'ef v'kisa, bitlon mitaras beria. Okay, and Tosus, it's there in Makas Tezam Beit Zimas Resake, only in the first line. It says Resake Testimony of Chai. Period. Showing doesn't mean living; that it's eaten alive. Chai means it's whole. Avavada have a mace. Irach some Chai Mamish. Im Ken Heich Mashem with his eyes Nevelas. He can't count it towards Nevela if it's alive. So that's a technicality in the sugya. But what important comes out is that the animal is whole. The insect or the bug or whatever it is whole. So this is a possible 4th definition of a 4th criterion for barrier. Lastly, in terms of the basic definition, so the Gemara in Chulin, the Tzadi Zayin or Bey is going over to Tzadi Ches and Aleph, talks about eggs. Remember, we did this, right? So the Gemara says, they have 4 lines on the bottom of Tzadi Zayin Beis. Beitza b'shishim v'ein beitza m'aminyan. Okay, right, we discussed this. Egg doesn't count it. Amar le'rav idi bar avla bayi l'meimra d'ahava taima. What do you mean, a word about Hosein Tam? The inside of the egg is just liquid, right? It's, amri inshi kimaya d'beiv alma. It's like no flavor. It's just got the liquidy stuff inside, and therefore it doesn't give it any flavor, so what's the problem? So the Gemara says, Amalei, hachamaya skinan, beveitzas efroach, right? It's a beitza with a chicken side. Well, we discuss this when we're talking about the bittel in terms of eggs. Oh, tmeya lo. So that's the sugya there. So Rashi says, efroach, shabos anosintam, veloshna, tmeya veloshna, tahor de nevelei. Good, so offhand, it's talking about that it's this afroach is you know, it's a case of a nevela, and fine. However, if you take a look, Rambam, sorry, want me to make you the shlepper? Yes. Thank you. Tarotava Das Yeshiva, there was a great, one of the great builders of Orthodox America was Shraga Feivel Mendelovitz. I'm sure everyone heard his name, Shraga Feivel Mendelovitz. He used to refer to himself as Mr. Mendelovitz because he didn't, compared to the Rosh Yeshivas, the Yeshiva didn't consider himself to be on that level. But they're very much responsible for building the Yeshiva Tarotava Das and Torah Masorah, and there are various other important. He would say something, he came in, some shir, whatever he was giving, or some of the guys used to teach Novi, I think, in the yeshiva. So there weren't enough chairs in the room. So a fellow went out, and a lot of people said, one fellow went out the next one, he brought him a chair, okay, to sit down on. So he gave mussar to the fellows. He says, if you bring, you go and schlep one chair from room to another, so you're a schlepper. If you bring two chairs, one for you and for somebody else, then you're doing a mitzvah. Right? So you're not a schlepper, you're doing a mitzvah. Anyway, so the Rambam, take a look in the Rambam on this. The Rambam is Perek Tes Vav, Hilchas Macholos Asuras Halacha Yud Tes. I have an uncle who was at Talmud and Tarva Das, not in this world anymore. I remember telling me he was a very furious note taker. In those days, people took mostly handwritten notes, before computers. He was a very furious note taker. He was sitting at Beis Medrash, writing, and the Shaga father came over to him and says, it says, Kosve Maluach Libechot. It's not like a Rakon would say, right? Kosar Luch Libecha. No, I don't remember the notebook. Kosar Luch Libecha. Anyway. Alright, so. Perek Tes Vav Milchas Macholos Asuras Halacha Yud Tes. The Rambam talks about the Beitza Sefroach. And he says, Beitza Shenim Tzabo Efroach. Okay. Shenisho Koim Beitza Mutaris. This Beitza with the chicken side got mixed up with the other eggs. Im Hoysim Shishim Achas, right, the 61, and we talk about that. Shishim Achas Yarim Mutaris. Hoysim Shishim Abad Nesu Akol, Mipnei Shehi Beria Bifnei Atzma. The Rambam says the Beria. So for the Sugya, it's not necessarily implicit that way, but the Rambam says that a Beitza Sefroch is also Beria, and therefore also Hekabel Sifa Bishura. That's why it has 61 besides it. Remember, we discussed that. Right, so the Kesef Mishnah there on that Rambam, Neishi buried the Atzma, so Hekeba, they made it more strict. Okay, anyway, so he discusses this, whether this is correct. He quotes the Rashbam, disagrees, it's not, we never find it, whatever, because we're not really talking about the egg, we're talking about what's inside the egg, mysis. But anyway, my point is that the Rambam, we saw it at the time, the Rambam identifies Beitza Sefroach as a berry, so that's a possible fifth. Possible fifth species. Okay? Taurus Abayis, source 23, Taurus Abayis, Abayis, Dalet Shar Aleph, Dav Yud, Dalet Aleph. Okay, it's a very neat presentation here, so it's good to read through it. Okay? Umin Advarim She'enim B'Telim. Here are certain things which never bottle. So it says, Beria Asuru. I'm going to skip a little bit because he says that it is bottle. So it's not Batel 60, it's Batel 960, which we'll get to. Okay, we're going to skip over that for the moment. Okay, he says, and he brings the Gemara by Gidon Asher, isn't it Batel Barov? So about the fourth line there, it says, Ve'ezu Beria, She'ena B'Tela, Davka Shisura Machmas Atzmo. Itself, and Kigon Nemala Ogid, that are, again, Kigon Nemala Ogid, Ukeyotze Ben Shasur Mitzar Atzmo, Mitchilas Briosa. Of a bria muteris, el shakimlo isimach was davar acher. Something was fundamentally mutter became usher for external reasons, like shor nisko, right? The shor nisko became usher because it was a shor nisko. It wasn't born that way, okay? Or things along those lines, tzipori mitzora, the birds that you send away one to shech, when you send away mitzora, these kind of things, or trefa, various other things are not bottle. Anyway, and he quotes the relevant Gemara, so you want to see a review of some of the things we said. He says, by the way, Chalev is not a beria because, again, this business with the names, it's not a beria, it's outside there. And also the Ran is very, very important here. That's the Rashbam, the Taurus Abayis. The Ran here also has a very, very clear summary of this, which we once saw, but I want to read it again because it's now will get it to us more directly. The Ran writes, in Lamed Vav Mad Aleph, bottom of Lamed Vav Mad Aleph, the pages of the Rib. He says, "Have you dared the lo mikra beria el begimel tonight?" He says three conditions necessary for a beria. Ha'echad she'i isur migufa. Ha'sheni she'tei brias neshama. Ha'shlishi she'tei shlema. What I explain to each one. Don't read inside because it's a good eye. Isur migufa keitzad. Kegon gira nosha kiyotzibushu. Osur mitchilas briyoso. It's another way of saying, inherently osur means it's another way of saying osur mitchilas briyoso. Aval tzipor tahora ukiyotzibushu mutaris. Afal pishin is nabla. Kevon she'dobar acher garm lole osur. Lav berio. I'm the really common pirkin. Afal tzipor tarbachaya. That's the sugya that we saw on Kuf Beis. Okay? Because Tipur Torah became also because of Nevela. Ahainu Nami gives another answer, another thing from Zvachin. Damrinu Perak HaTarobes, Avayin Beis Gabi Shoran Nisko, Shinisar Bein HaShorim, Damrinu Afilu Hein Ribo, Kulon Yamusu, Uparchina Velivtu Beruba, I could quote this, Umishana Balechayim Chashiv Alo Beteli, Vedavka Mishum Chashivus to Balechayim. It's a different din, it's not the same as Periyah. Different din of Balechayim, which is related but not the same. Okay, I'm Mishum Beriyah Lo, Kevan She'ein Asura Me'atzma. Zehu Tanai Rishon. That is condition one. Asur Metchilas Briyasa. So says the Rav. Tanai Sheni, Dahaini Briyas Neshama. Okay, Ketzad Gon Tzipor Inami Gidanoshe, which has a breath of life in it, it's part of a body. Aval Hecha Dela Briyas Neshama Apo Pishu Briyasa. Kidor Chita. It is the way it was when it was created, but like a kernel of wheat, that's not a Beriyah. And he quotes the Sugi in Makos. Okay. Then he says, "Umiu chelav lo mikri beria, afal pishu brias neshamatas." Why is chelav different than gid? Right, it comes from inside the animal. Why is that? From this point of view, why is chelav different than gid? So he says, "If you she'ain kulam makom echad, the eno ke'ain beria shemukubetzes ke'echad." He says it's got to be in one place. Chelav, you have chelav over here, chelav over there, different parts of the body. It's not an organic whole. Chelav inside the animal is not the fat. That is not an organic whole. Okay, gid is not an organic unit. That's it. And again, we saw before the Rosh didn't accept that. The Rosh didn't say about chelav. And there he talked about chelav. And what about the other thing about losing its name not losing its name when you cut it? He didn't like this because he said, "What do you mean?" So the Rosh, I didn't read inside that part, but the Rosh said, "What do you mean, chelav? You're right. So it's in different places. So this is chelav, and that's chelav. The other thing is chelav. They're all berries, right? Each little place we have chelav will be its own berries. So that's why the." Russian accepted, but that's what the Rav says. Tonight, Shlishi, the Hainu Shatei Shlema. Okay, the Ketzot Sheilu Misrasek, it was chopped up. Okay, it's not considered a burial like it says in Makas Tazayin, the Sugya Risek that we saw before. So those are the conditions that the Ran says, those three particular conditions. Okay, we look in the Shulchan Aruch finally, and now we're up to Simon Kuf Sifal. So Shulchan Aruch says, burial. The Hainu Kigon Nemala of Tame Gidanosha Bebnachai Ubeitza Sheish Bafra. So he, the Mechaber, lists all five things that we mentioned. Even though Ibn Achai was a tickle discussion, Efrach, Beitza Sheish Bafra was a tickle discussion, but the Mechaber accepts them all. Ukra, let's say, Afila Be'elef Lo Batla. Period, they're not a Batla, even a thousand. But Ve'elo Dimberia Elin Kane, who Dover Sheish Bo Chius, Lafuke Chita Achasoiser. B'chein tzorach she'a dover osu mitchilas b'yoso lafuke of tor sh'nisnabel v'shar nisko. B'chein tzorach she'a dover sholim sh'michalek ein shmo olav lafuke chele b'chein tzorach she'a sholim. Okay, he has two different things. He adds to the Ran, and if the Ran did not mention his business about maintaining or not maintaining the same name. Mechaber does mention, then he adds b'chein tzorach she'a sholim has to be whole like the Ran says. The Bir Agro, it's a cotton vog, right? This is based on the 3 to 9 of the Ran, okay? The Ran is making all this, whatever, follow all these things. But it also has to be a sholim, okay, which the Ran didn't specifically mention. Ain't shame all, but the Ran didn't specifically mention, okay? The Shach, since we're talking about Beitza Sefra, the Shach has a cotton base, wonders what about a Beitza with dominant, which is more common than today, that's not too common either, but one time it was more common to find a Beitza with dominant. So he quotes in the Marabim Chaviv, okay, Shach has a cotton base, not the Marabim, Levi Chaviv. Levi Chaviv, that was. Yeah, that's not the same as the Barami, it's probably the same family. But the late Bichon is the Maral Bach, right? The Chuvah is Maral Bach. We're famous the Bar Klukta regarding the reinstitution of Smicha, since we're coming to the Chag of Smicha. So Maral Bach was one of the people who wanted to reinstitute, objected to the reinstitution of Smicha. The Chuvah is back and forth. But Moshe Ibn Chabib, I think, was the Mishpocha. He's the one who wrote the yeshivas they study in Kapos Morim, on Sukkah, and Tosefis on the Kippur and Kippur, Yom Chua, Rosh Hashanah, Toma, and the Chorosh, this shameless bar that they call together. Well, next year, in the yeshiva next year, it's a Sukkah. I'm sure the people will use it. Anyway, but Marabach wrote some Levi Ibn Chabib, Maral Ibn Chabib, who says that is a burial. Okay, that's like Beit Sefroch. The Shach is not convinced. He says, first of all, it was just blood, so it never had a neshama. It didn't develop enough to have had a breath of life, neshama being termed loosely. And plus, the Shach says, we're not even so clear, not everybody agrees to the Rambam about a frog. This is one step removed. That's the Bar Hetev also writes. The Bar Hetev in Sefer Malos says, no problem. No way to can a dam, which has dam, is not considered a burial. Okay, and Sivkot and Dalid, okay. Again, we said before, Lafuke Chita has to be alive, so the Shach and Sivkot and Gimel writes, Alpha Pisha Sum is Kilos Priyasa, even though it's also from the time of it was created, let's say it was Kilayim or something. Anyway, but Sivkot and Dalid, Lafuke of Tar Shinis Nabil, the Kol Shekain Nitraf, okay, Kol Shekain Nitraf, certainly if it was Treif. So just as a side point, what's the kol shekain? Why is it kol shekain? Why is it certainly? So if nevela is not certainly treifa, it wasn't treifa mitchilas briyasa. Why is that a kol shekain from nevela? Exactly. Why is it? If nevela is not called mitchilas briyasa, so it's certainly treifa. I'm not sure I would use the word certainly. Also treifa. So the Gilyan Maharsha, Shlomo Eger is bothered by this, and he said, just again, it's not wrong with the Shach, this isn't why it's a kol shekain. It should be just another example. You have Nevela, you have Treifa. Neither one of them are Mitzchilas Briyasa. Why is one more? So he says, it suggests, he might have thought there's a greater svara to say a Treifa is a barrier, because, since it has this internal type of organ, it may have been there from the time it was born. It's a great Nevela, it's a perfectly healthy animal. Now, someone shot in the head or whatever. So treifa perhaps. So it might have been more of a svar to say that it's a. But that's what he says. Okay, and both the Taz and Sivkot Beis Shach and Sivkot Vav say we can leave out Nisrasik. Okay, we can leave out has to be shoim, not Nisrasik. Okay, so that's in terms of defining. Barrier. Now the interesting question is this din that barrier is. His own entity, and therefore it's not batel. Is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? Not clear from any of the sources that we particularly saw. So, there is a Mishnah in Bechoros, which offhand has nothing to do with us, but there is a Mishnah in Bechoros, Nun Chesem Beis. The subject there is not Bechoros, but Meiser Behema. Okay, Meiser Behema, you remember, you take your animals out of the pen, and every tenth one that passes, you put a little stripe on it, right? Maisa Behema. Kosh, you have a top of the Shabbat, Assyria Kodesh, right? So that's Maisa Behema. Now, once you had nine went through, so they're out. They're not Maisa Behema. Now, the tenth one is. But what happens now, if one of the ones that had already been potter, so to speak, one of the first nine of that group, and now goes and leaps back into the pen? Okay, so now you have, there are 40 other animals in that pen, and there's no way you can't tell they all look the same, so you can't tell which one was the one. So now you have every one of them, every single one of these, is a suffix potter, right? Because it may be the one who was already potter, every single one. So the Mishnah says there's no Maiser Behema on an Eber. Let's read the Mishnah inside, page 33. Kafa, just the one phrase. Kofatz echad min haminuyin, right? Not minuyin for carbon pesach, minuyin for ma'aser behema. My kofatz echad min haminuyin letocham hare elu peturim. Okay, they're potter. So Rashi there in Choras Nun Chesma explains min haminuyin means me'osan shekvar avru. They already were potter. Okay, and he counted, and one of them jumped back into the deer, back into the barn. Into the corral or whatever, So then we don't know which it is, so they're all potter. So this sugya in Choros, the Mishnah Choros, is quoted in Bava Metzia, Vav Amud Beis. Mishnah is quoted verbatim in source number 35. I didn't print the Gemara, it's just a repetition. But it's a Vav Amud Beis and Bava Metzia. So there Rashi elaborates a little bit. Kofa Tzechmanin, Hoya Mais Me'aser Tloim. He was doing this Meister Tloim. V'hitlis Hiskel Linnos Kishayotzim Pesach Advir, Pesach Advir, it came outside the through the door of the barn. Jump back in, know which it is. So kulam peturin, beinos and shiyotsu, beinos and shibitoch hadir, bafilu hein elef. Good, that's the din. So Tosas there, but Metzia, Vavmid Beis, Dimasal Kofats in 36, AS 1 second. You can imagine a question about that, right? Tema, the little barubo. Only one animal jumped back in. You have 45 other ones, or whatever number it is. It's the bottom barubo. Why they're all going to be potter? Tema, the little barubo, but the chaibu kulam meiser. We're doing the din d'oraisa here, so you should the shol b'chayim. So Tosus says, and don't answer the hard the davar shemimnyan lo batil. It's a davar shemimnyan. You had that probably the kol, right? Davar shemimnyan, right? It's in the counts. You know, you count the numbers. It's not batil. Says Tosus, no, that's only a din d'rabbanan. That fact that a davar shemimnyan is ain't a batil. That's a din d'rabbanan. But midoraisa it is batil. So you can't answer that over there. We're talking about a dindar rice here, maaseh behema. So you can't answer well over there. That's a derabbanan. Okay? Kavua, nami ain't shabu davar she'isa v'heter nikarim yiduin. It's not the kavua, like tes chanuyos. And then it says, uber yanami lo havi. And it doesn't meet certain criteria of beria. Okay? Now, the placey by us, it's by us, and unfortunately only half of it got printed here. The placey is here in the Ardeas and Kuf, Sivkot and Aleph. The discussion, the beginnings of the discussion. They wonder, 1 second, why didn't Tosus, when Tosus brought up their Bamatsiya Vavma Beis, when Tosus brought up the issue of Beria, I'm sorry, of Dabash Minyan, why, you know it's not Bato? Because of the Dabash Minyan. Tosus said, no, they can't say that, because Dabash Minyan is only a Dindar Abana. We're dealing here with the Raisa. Lechora, the Gemara, the Tosus could have given the same answer by Beria. It could have said, well, Beria Nami, that's also only Dindar Abanam. The Raisa is Bata. Instead, Tosus says, no, it's not Beria because some technical reason doesn't qualify as Beria. The Nezregan says the placing, you can redirect from there that the tour of Beria, or the, I don't know if it's the right word, the din, that Beria is not subjected to Bittul, maybe the Raisa. That's why Tosus didn't want to give that answer. So indeed, there are those who want to suggest, at least based on this Tosus, that in fact, Beria is ain't a bottle, Doraisa is ain't a bottle. Not just a special din to Rabbanah. That's why Tosus didn't say, yeah, it's a din from Tosus. That's what some want to say. The place himself, and the part that's unfortunate, not on the sheep, you can look it up. The place himself launches into an interesting discussion. He says, well, maybe no. Maybe even though it's only the Rabbanah, and he had to distinguish with Dovah Shemini, but he says, maybe it's a din to, maybe it's a, it is only a, even though it's only a din d'rabbanan, but this ties in with the whole sugya and yavamas and other places. Koch b'yad chachamim. Once the chachamim said, so then it won't work on d'raisa literally. Yesh koch b'yad chachamim. Lakad of anatar b'shem al taisa. That sugya, that concept. But once the rabbanan say something is a suffek, so then it's a suffek even on d'raisa level. That's how the place he answers that no, you can't really necessarily be diet from that tosis. That tosis holds that beria in a bottle d'raisa. You know, it'll be Dindarabanan, but it has the Raisa ramifications. That's what an interesting placing. That's what he says, that sometimes a Dindarabanan can have the Raisa ramifications. Okay. In any event, Lamaisa, whether Tosus holds like that or not, let's assume maybe Tosus Taka holds that it's the Raisa. Rove Rishonim disagree. Rove Rishonim assume that the Din is Dindarabanan. Okay, the Din that buries not bought those Dindarabanan. So, for example, the Rashba, I don't know why it didn't get printed, but. Rashba here in Bais Dalad Shar Aleph on Daf Yud Dalad on Beis Umiria Umihu, it's kind of in the middle of the first column. Umihu Beria Delo Butla Derabbanan Hu. Okay, then Tosus says it's a Din Derabbanan. The whole thing is a Din Derabbanan. Of course, now it's a Din Derabbanan, so we can apply certain kulas. Right, the Din Derabbanan. Right, that's Rashba right. Umihu Beria Delo Butla Derabbanan Hu Ula Kula. Okay, the Ein Tzarf Lomar Merusa Kenechtach Menav Evershin Shamatu. All these things Avada Butla and so on. Okay. And he mentioned some of the other criteria that we had. Okay. But anyway, the Rashba says explicitly, and he also says it explicitly in the Tshuva, I printed part of the 39. Shabbos to Chivas Arashboch, Chelek Alison, Reish, Ayan, Aleph. Okay? And here I'm married to the Kosul Amal Michal betrayed Min Milu Didan, the Osirlan Karebi, that's Min Milu is a bottle, Kabi Huda, I mean, that Min Milu is never bottle. The Kosul again, she were a Mayo, Messiah, who dove a Shaminian, the Chatechul Iskabe, the Neorchim, who bury a cool under our bonani. All these dinin, that the Torah, Bittul is not enough. Okay, whether it's you need 100 for Tumba, Masayim for Arla, and the Dabar Sheminin, Chatichur Liskabed, or Beria, says the Rashba, says Mefurish, that all these things are Drabana. When we do Raisa, have a Chad betray Bato. Okay, and therefore, by the Rabbana, we can make it. And it says, the Loma Tsosi Mokom, Gemara Mefurish, Mukhov, the Beria Lava. I never found anyone say, it sounds like he was aware that some say Beria is different. I never found any indication from the Gemara that Beria is any different than anything else. I think the Rashi may be alluding there to the fact that, like we just said, I mean, someone in Tosis, someone in Dike and Atosis, but maybe others said it as well. The Chidush HaRitva says something important on Kufa Mer Aleph in Chulin, the Chidush of the Kufa Mer Aleph, the Masu Parkinan, two different Chulis, he says, two different Divra Maskos about it. So he says, why is it altogether that we are. Why did the Rabbanan make such a din by Beria? So he says, because we find that in other areas, okay, Kishem Shechoshu Linyan Malkus Shalokin Olav, Bekoshu, Kachoshu Linyan Isser Bekoshu. Why did the Rabbanan make a din that Beria is not Bata for the Olav, it's also Bekoshu? Why? Because we do find other places in the Gemara that Beria has its own status. For example, okay, the Sugin Makas, it's talking about Achila Pchusim and Kazayas. Right? Kol Tarkula is the din of Kazayas, but by Beria, you don't have the requirement of Kazayas. Since it's different with regards to Achila, it has its own status. Since a Beria has its own status with regards to Shiurim of Achila, so it also has its own status with regards to not being Bato, it's Osir Bekolshu. And then the Rabbanan said it, okay, which is why in defining Beria in the first part of this year, all the Sugis started, most of them started with Tomar Achila, Achila Achila. Right, but that's what the Dvar is driving at over there. Just in terms of reasoning why, okay, reasoning why you have this. So there's a little bit there's a sugi in Shavuos, Chaf Aleph Mabez, Chaf Aleph Mabez in Shavuos. The Mishnah stated in Machlokas that the Chamar Bekiva, if you take a shvua not to eat something, so how much do you have to eat in order to violate the shvua? Right, so Rekiva said, even a kol shuv and a chum says a kezayis. So the Rekiva said, what do you mean? They said to Rekiva, what do you mean a kol shuv? Where do we ever find that kol shuv is also? So the Gemara says, Chaf Aleph Beis 41. Omer Rekiva, echem and sinu chuli. Below, really, but already in the mala. The Gemara says, no, bury your shiny. Okay, bury hektish, and that's different, Shema Pruta. Already mefarish. Mefarish means, let's say, when I took my nether, I specified I'm not even going to eat a kol shuv. But then the Taka violated the kosher, right? Her name is Farish, Rashi says in 42, Shavua Shalom Ocha Kosher, Ocha Kosher Chayim. There I specified it. So the Gemara answers, no, Mefarish Nami Kiberiat Dami. That's what I'm interested in for now. When you specify it, that's like a barrier. Says Rashi, Mefarish Teshuya Kiberiat Bishari Shuya. So it's an equation again, analogy. Barrier time of my Mishum de Chashiva. Rashi says the reason why we have the chumras that we do have by Beria is because it has, as a Beria, it has importance. Okay? And therefore, so too, when you specify not even the kolshu, you're giving importance to the kolshu. But again, I'm not interested in the nether problem, rather in Rashi's definition that the reason why Beria is also because it has chashivas. Okay? The rush by us, again, the chulin. The Rosh here in Chulin, Perek Zion, Sin Alam and Gimel, quotes Perek Shavuos Shtayim, it's more in Shavuos, and he says a different thing. It's not a din, not a matter of Chashivas, okay, according to the Rosh. Okay? The Rosh says, and referring to that Gemara, and I want to read it inside because it's Kedai. I guess we'll finish up and then finish again. It says, ba'ochel kolshu she'echayev. The parak party mefarish pirish mefarish shel ochel kolshu mishani mefarish dami kiberi dami mashma the time of the beria, not because of chashivas, like Rashi says, but mashma the time of the beria havi ki'ilu pirish hakosiv lo sochlenu bekolshu. He says, doesn't say that because of chashivas, but because beria, it's when the Torah says don't eat this food. When you're dealing with other foods, and you don't have to eat the whole thing, you just eat a kezayis. But with a beria, it's like the Torah says, don't eat this item. That's how he says. It's like that's when he's pirish hakosu. It's like they said it mefurish. Okay, mashma tana beria koyu pirish hakosu kind of a kosu. So it's a little different than the way Rashi said it. It's like explicit in the Torah, not because necessarily of chashivas. Okay, I guess we should stop. But there was one last thing. If I made the taz. I didn't get to do the third thing, talk about Bittul, but okay. We'll do that Sunday with Hashem. The next one will come. So we'll take a look just quickly at the Taz. It's the cotton olive here by us. The Taz says two important things that I'd like to look at now. I apologize, I want to finish this up so at least we're done with this. The Taz writes in cotton olive, Chashivas deberia shalote betela himadrabana. First of all, the Taz weighs in very clearly that the issue of beria is only drabbanan, not like they want to be dying from that ptosis. They want to drabbanan. The caveman should be that Torah yesh chashivas the lokar afilasa. Since the Torah gives it chashivas, this is like that ritva sort of. That since the Torah, right, that condition ritva says it. Since the Torah gave beria special status with regards to other dinim, okay, like achila pekus mikazayis, the stomach seem eats minim tameim lo so halosam. Afilam ketanim, al kenech mi rabbanu v'tarov v'shalem. Al min haTorah he batela kishar isurim. And afkamin, of course, then in Sufik, he habit beria lof. So we don't know if felon is a beria or not. And sveikad rabbanu rabbatel and so on. V'chein b'chol adam darminu lekamen she'en b'telem gom rodi skabe the davish minyan. All those things are drabbanu. Okay, but a vada we're going to treat it like a vada. Okay, but what I want to mention. Yeah. What I wanted to mention is this point that maybe that's what he's saying also. Let's remember that beria is compared to the other things, so the stomach's in the same category, but it's only drabbanan. And in the case of a suffer, you make it, but it's a vadai, then afilu be'elef lo batel, to go and bait say suffek trefo keyotzebo, you'll never be able to use them because it's a suffek, and there we'll say that it's afilu be'elef lo batel. What I want to do the next time is we just said a fill bottle for a bottle. Hopefully, we'll do it quickly. There is a shita in Mishonim that it is bottle in Aleph, or actually slightly less than Aleph. I don't know the rounded up number. That we'll see Bez Hashem next time. We'll stop here.